Lady Mac softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Macs brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now the Lady Macs pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, and Jason Bovey.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Sunsplash Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Home opener last night, so nice. We'll do it twice, two nights in a row. McDonald softball here on WOGO Radio and soon to be on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. Carter Jager and Sam Aberley, our video producers on site, Conley Engelmeyer, audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley. And Jason, a walk-off nine-inning win last night against a conference foe in Fall Creek. Went back and looked at it. McDonald had not beaten Fall Creek since 2021. It had been nine straight for the Crickets before McDonald broke that losing streak against Coach Brad Saransky's squad. So that one feels good. And now ready to rock and roll against another very, very tough middle border conference team.
Yeah, last night, great win. I expect the girls to come out with, you know, maybe carry that energy over the from the way that game ended last night into this one. I can't tell if today is a little colder.
It feels windier.
Temperature is definitely warmer, but yeah, the wind is a little chilly here today. And we have a Baldwin-Woodville team, and looking at what they've done this so far this year, they've beaten their opponents pretty good, the teams that they have played. So I expect this to be the toughest challenge for them so far in this early season, and should be a good one.
Yeah, they played Ellsworth twice, and River Falls, I believe, was their opener, 37-1. They've outscored their opponents in those three games. They were scheduled to play Grantsburg. That one didn't happen because of weather, I believe. But this is a Hawks team that really has some firepower, and then if they're doing damage in the circle, they're a tough out there. Last year we had the game on WOGO Sports. McDonald scored the first five runs of the inning in the top of the first, and was able to take advantage of that and get a new pitcher, and then she settled in and just kind of mowed us down for the next five innings. We didn't score again until the seventh, and between that, after McDonald went up 5-0, 11 straight for Baldwin-Woodville. They are a well-coached team by Charlie Tobin, and they have, again, a lot of firepower at the plate.
This has been a well-coached team for many years, and it's nice to finally have them here in Chippewa Falls. Yeah, great team. I believe they're Division 2 or 3.
2, I believe.
Yeah, so playing that tough competition. And again, you talked last year, we were, you know, getting that fast start, up five in the first inning. And, you know, those are the starts that Coach Ruff wants. And hopefully we can get something like that here today.
Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will have our conversation with head coach Rick Ruff, brought to you as always throughout this season by our friends at Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about how to get the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. We're back with that right after this on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Softball.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Lady Max pregame on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. McDonald takes on Baldwin Woodville in non-conference action. Our conversation upcoming with Lady Max head coach Rick Ruff, brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. Welcome back to Lady Max pregame on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. McDonald softball for the second straight night, a thriller last night, and now great non-conference middle border competition for the Lady Max against Baldwin Woodville here with head coach Rick Ruff. And coach, last time you played Baldwin Woodville was at their place. You jumped out, scored the first five runs of the game, knocked their pitcher out, and they put in a quote-unquote relief pitcher who kind of shut you down for the rest of the game until the seventh inning. They scored 11 straight. This is a dangerous team. They've outscored opponents 37-1 in their first three games. Great competition once again for you non-conference.
Yes, our goal today is to limit some runs, see if we can get them out of here with less than five or six runs.
What do you need offensively? Obviously last night the bats weren't really coming alive, but they came through with some clutch hits when you needed against a very tough opponent.
Yes, we did, and thanks to you with your live streaming, we were able to go back and watch some of that, and we picked up some tips on some of the things that the girls are doing wrong, so we've made some corrections in the cage this morning.
What do you think in terms of just how this game prepares you for the rest of the season? Again, we get into the heart of the conference schedule really quickly here, but this is an opponent that you want on your schedule, I'm sure.
Absolutely. The middle border is really tough, and to be able to play a lot of teams out of there, it helps us out tremendously. And we're going to see pitching today that we are going to have to challenge and work hard to get some hits with.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully it's just as exciting as yesterday.
All right. Thank you.
Head coach Rick Ruff, Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis. MetropolisResort.com. From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
It is time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Jason Bovey, Wes McDonald, got to do to get a win here against a very tough Baldwin-Woodville Hawks team?
Well, I think we definitely need to get the bats going again. And then defensively slow down this powerful hitting Baldwin team. They're gonna hit the ball. They're going to put it in play. We'll try not to beat ourselves here today.
McDonald again coming off a 9-inning game last night. 7 strikeouts for Kelsey Bremnes. I believe she threw about 120 pitches in that game, which actually is a decent pitch count considering how long that one went. But just a great battle between her and Fall Creek. And McDonald, certainly we've talked about feeling good coming out of that one and trying to keep momentum going here as they will show off their new uniforms, at least first time we've seen these, the jet black uniforms with the royal blue numerals and the white piping and lettering on the other side. Black, red, and white, the colors for the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks under Coach Charlie Tobin. And we are just about set and ready to play softball. We'll take a 1 minute break back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a smarter way to save and spend? Royal Credit Union has you covered with the Save and Spend Duo. Bundled checking and high-yield savings for simple, all-in-one banking. Earn 3.00% annual percentage yield on the first $10,000 in high-yield savings with no minimum balance required. Plus, every debit purchase helps you save with Debit Roundup, turning spare change into big savings. Open your Royal Credit Union Save and Spend Duo today at rcu.org/royalbundle. Insured by NCUA.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Good to have you with us on a slightly chilly but sun-soaked day at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee with you, alongside Carter Jagger and Sam Aberley, our video producers. Audio producer back at the WOGO home base in Halley is Conley Engelmeyer. Appreciate all the sponsors that you hear and see during these broadcasts, making it possible for us to bring you Chi High and McDonald Athletics all throughout the season. Leading off, Linnea Freer, the senior center fielder, number one, a lefty at the top of the order for Baldwin Woodville.
Looking at the box score of their first few games, this top of the lineup is tough. So we're going to have our work cut out.
Again, 37 runs in three games. First pitch in there for a strike from Linnea Freer against Linnea Freer from Kelsey Bremnes, who again went the distance in that nine-inning marathon 3-2 walk-off victory last night against Fall Creek. Sailing in high.
You mentioned 120 pitches yesterday, 87 of which were for strikes.
Yeah.
So she was dealing.
Kelsey, 23 innings pitched, 109 batters faced. Line drive right back to the left hand in the glove of Kelsey Bremnes. That was a heater right back up the middle from Freer, and quick reaction time.
Field in your position. Nice job, Kels.
Again, Kelsey Bremnes, 109 batters faced, 28 hits given up, 26 strikeouts versus 7 walks, and that's against some pretty top-flight competition through the first five games. So McDonald at 3-2. Big swing and a miss from Ashlyn Maurer, the junior second baseman, number three. Two lefties in a row for Coach Charlie Tobin. It's kind of a luxury at the top of your lineup.
That's a coach's dream to have a few lefties in that lineup.
Maurer digs in again. Bremnes the pitch. Ball one. 1-1 the count on Maurer, the junior. Kenzie Mindling, the junior, number two pitcher, is on deck. The Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks, Division II team. The middle border conference, ball two, issued by Kelsey Bremnes. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. 3-1 the count now as Bremnes misses low. Earlier on, we had our Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. 3-1 pitch. Line to Aaliyah Bovee. Show glove. Flip to first. Miranda Johnson for the second out of the inning.
Miranda with that fantastic play last night. I was glad to see it on the social media today. That was a great play. It was good to see it again. A replay.
She just laid out for that one. Kenzie Mintling, the junior pitcher, first right-handed batter at the top of this lineup, takes a big cut at the first offering from Kelsey Bremnes and misses. Where's Gala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning offers a wide variety of services. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. The 0-1, outside edge, strike two. Where's Gala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning? They can repair leaky faucets, install grab bars, coordinate your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, install air purification systems, and so much more. The 0-2. popped into shallow left field. That's going to drop in front of Bryn Wiedemeyer for the first base hit of the day as Kenzie Mittling, the junior, is aboard. Where's Gala Plumbing Heating? Call the pros. Where's Gala Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning? Jane Volgren, the junior catcher, number four. I believe she's hit a couple home runs already, yeah, if I saw from the box scores on Game Changer.
Big hitter here.
In that cleanup spot, now with a runner at first. Dribbles one right back to Kelsey Bremnes. A little bit of a bobble from Kelsey. Recovers, throws to first, and it's dropped at first. So runners at first and second as Volgren reaches on the air. Bring up Lily Middle, the left fielder, number nine. Just got to settle in here, too, as the Hawks giving a little bit of a gift there.
That was a good pitch call there. She came out with a changeup to start, and batter, you know, still got the bat on the ball and close to being an out there.
Ball one, missing wide against Middle is Kelsey Bremnes. Runners at first and second. If you're watching on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and then the notification bell. Grounder, Claire Ruff, it gets by her and bounces into the outfield. Big turn at third, quick throw from Bryn Wiedemeyer. Bases loaded up for the Blackhawks. As Middle, a single just out of the infield, brings up Ellie Anderson, the senior third baseman, number 15. Two away, but loaded up for Baldwin Woodville. McDonald trying to get out of a jam the same way they did yesterday multiple times. Leaning out, reeling in ball one, Lizzie Liebrandt. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Strike one called. Right around knee level, 1-1 the count. McDonald recorded the first two outs of the inning in pretty quick succession. Then Mittling, Volgren, and Middle have all reached. They load the bases, the 1-1. Popped into the air, Aaliyah Bovey. It goes over her head, and one going to score, two coming in for Baldwin Woodville, and they take an early 2-0 lead on an RBI single from Ellie Anderson.
You saw the few hits they've had here today there. I mean, they're just dropping them in there. They're
not hit hard,
yeah,
but effective. Olivia Herrer, the senior right fielder, number 17, comes to the plate. We do not have heights listed, but I'd be a little surprised if Herrer doesn't play some basketball as well or volleyball.
Yeah.
Just eyeballing him, maybe 6'6", 1. Takes strike one. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. 0-1, sails in high, 1-1 against Herrer the senior. Seven hitter, number 17, bats from the right. Still two away.
First and third for Baldwin, and doesn't look like they're going to try to get that runner over to second quite yet.
Wind over seconds, and that's going to bring in a run. The bats heating up here in the middle of the lineup for Baldwin Woodville. It is 3-0, the Blackhawks. Kind of doing to McDonald what McDonald did at their place last year and jumping out very early. Jenna Volgren, the DP, number 14, another player with good size. Comes to the right side of the plate. McDonald trailing by three runs here in the top of the first. Inside pitch. Ball one. The good thing is you've got plenty of time to mount the comeback here.
Yeah, we know we got to score some runs here, so we know they're going to score a few as well.
Another strike issued from Kelsey Bremnes. As you mentioned, 87 strikes on 120 pitches last night. A lot of first-pitch strikes and those at-bats against Fall Creek hitting. 1-1 pitch. Hit foul. 1-2. McDonald one strike away from getting out of this first inning. They trail 3-0. Jenna Volgren, the designated player, hitting in the eighth slot for Coach Charlie Tobin. The pitch, lined back, foul right above our heads. We'll do it again at 1-2. WOGO.com has the sports schedule coming up, including a Chi High baseball doubleheader tomorrow. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and second for Baldwin Woodville. Slap foul along the third baseline. Kelsey Bremnes digs into the circle again, takes a look at that armband. Kicks in the 1-2 pitch. Just outside.
Not by much.
Trying to just nibble at the edge of the plate there and couldn't quite get the call.
Looking at their box scores a little bit, this Volgren has been a hitter that's been batting cleanup in most of their games. So.
2-2. Hit to Ella Ahmet. The freshman makes the smart play. The four steps on third, and that ends the inning, but not before three come across for Baldwin Woodville. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wurzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Bottom of the first, Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. McDonald at the plate for the first time. They trail 3-0 to the visiting Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks. D2 against D4. Western Clover Belts, the home team, Max, against the middle border Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks. Riley Christensen leads things off for McDonald. The junior center fielder takes strike one from Kenzie Mittling, the right-handed pitcher.
She's bringing some heat here.
She's a junior. Mittling the 0-1. Popped high into the air, foul territory, and over in Sam's general direction up on the ladder. Gives us the thumbs up. He's good. Hopefully a little warmer today as he has many layers.
Guessing yesterday he didn't have as many.
Not as many. Christensen, the 0-2. Ball outside. Riley batting 450, 500 OBP, 8 steals if she gets on base. He's driven in 6. Batting in that leadoff spot throughout the first 5 games of the season. 1-2. Hit foul up in the air again, right side. Taylen Hansen on deck for McDonald. Riley, a couple test swings. Now we'll dig back in from the right side. One ball, two strikes. Middling the pitch. Popped to third, and a good glove over there by Ellie Anderson. Anderson makes a nice play on it as Riley is retired. Taylen Anderson, the hero from last night, the freshman bringing in Riley Christensen for that walk-off single in the ninth.
She was pretty excited after that one
I'll
yesterday.
Bet. 421 batting average, 4 driven in, 476 OBP. Takes strike one and some good heat from Kenzie Mittling.
Curious to see how the girls will be with this little bit of speed adjustment from yesterday.
Ball one outside, 1-1 against Taylen Hansen. The lefty-right fielder. Donald trailing 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. Ball two, good eye from Taylen Hansen as she steps out to take a practice swing. And then Gets a good cut at that one. Hits it foul. 2-2. Due up next is Claire Ruff, the junior. Claire's birthday today.
It is.
Along with Eric Wiedemeyer, our illustrious principal, sharing a birthday with Claire. Fouled straight back. Taylan Hansen will do it again at 2-2.
Also my mom's birthday today.
Really?
Yeah. And we have Aaliyah on Sunday. So.
And what's your mom's name?
Jolene.
Jolene, well, happy birthday to you as well if you're watching or listening. The 2-2 to Taylan Hansen, and she takes one right off. I don't know if that was off the shoulder or the face mask, but take your base.
Yeah, I think that was off part of the helmet, so I think coach is going to take a second, check her out, make sure she's okay. And I saw a smile as she was running down the baseline. And
yeah, I think she's tapping toward the top of her helmet.
That's where I thought it hit her.
So Claire Ruff, the birthday girl, will come to the plate.
Number 12, Claire Ruff.
Big sister's not going to let that one go by. Katie on the PA tonight. So happy birthday to Claire, and she brought treats. You know, you may have come too late to get one, but I think there's more. Some s'mores bars made by Mrs. Ruff. They were phenomenal. Claire showing bunt. Taylan Hansen looking to take off.
We've played a few travel summers with the Ruffs, and she's famous for those.
Oh, they are fantastic. Claire hitting 421, the shortstop. The junior three runs batted in, a 450 OBP. Their team trailing 3-0, but one out and one on for the Lady Macs. Showing bunt, knocked foul. Now 0-2 on Claire Ruff.
I sent her a message today telling her happy birthday and let's get a birthday win tonight, Claire. And she said, will do.
Starts here with climbing back into this one. Very early on, McDonald down 3-0 to the visitors, the Hawks of Baldwin Woodville. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Ruff goes down on strikes. Good heat there from Midling. Kelsey Bremnes leads McDonald in batting average, the junior. She's hit four doubles, hitting .632 with a .650 OBP and four runs batted in through those first five games. The pitcher in the cleanup spot. Taylan Hansen at first, now two away. Grounder to short, looped across the diamond from Shannon Fritz to Brecken McAbee, and McDonald sends four to the plate, gets nothing back. We head to the second, our score remaining. Baldwin Woodville 3, McDonald 0. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Top of the second here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, McDonald softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. You can listen on the radio at 103.1 FM AM 680, WOGO.com, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Also, watch live WOGO Radio on Facebook, but check out the WOGO Sports video stream on YouTube. A little bit better video player there. You can hit subscribe and the notification bell. Shannon Fritz takes ball one. She just made a nice play at short. Fritz, the shortstop, number six, batting in the nine spot for Coach Charlie Tobin. His eight came to the plate in the top of the first for Baldwin Woodville as they jumped ahead 3-0. Big swing and a miss from Fritz.
Another tall Baldwin Woodville Hawk here.
And this BW school has been really strong in basketball, and I don't know for sure and should have done that research whether a lot of these girls play basketball as well, too, but they've had some great battles, especially with Elk Mound. Hit foul, 1-2.
I want to say they've had a couple state trips. I mean, if I remember right, I
I want to say, I think it was 2 years ago, I think Elk Mound beat them in a sectional final.
Okay.
But before it, maybe it was before that, they had had a trip to state. And I'll have to look that up. Lined into right center field. That's going to drop for a base hit for Shannon Fritz, and she'll turn it over to the top of the lineup. Now the fifth single.
Center fielder, Linnea Freer.
Linnea Freer, the senior center fielder, lined out right back to Kelsey Bremnes, her first time up, the lefty, trying to get on base here. Again, five singles. Another reaching on an error for the Hawks as they put three across in the top of the first. Bunts one right along the first baseline. This is going to be a tough play, and there is no play. Freer, a beautiful bunt, dropped it right down along that first baseline, and it just came to a slow rolling stop.
It doesn't get much better than that on a bunt. That's exactly what you want as a coach, and she laid it down perfect, and she had great speed getting down to first.
So Ashlyn Maurer, the junior, ground out to Aaliyah Bovey, her first time up. The lefty at the plate. Takes strike one looking. First and seconds for Baldwin Woodville. Already leading 3-0. None out here in the top of the second. Bremnes the pitch, fouled back. Kelsey ahead 0-2. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Bremnes, the 0-2, fouled away over the BW dugout. Shy High across the way, leading 2-0 over Marshfield. They're playing 2, I believe, over on the red field here at Casper.
Okay, that's why they started a little early, huh?
Tigers have a good squad. We had a game on WOGO Sports last year on the road very early on for Chi High as they took a loss at Marshfield. Ball one from Kelsey Bremnes. 1-2 against Ashlyn Maurer. With Shannon Fritz at second and Linnea Freer at first. Hit high in the air. Long run over for Riley Christensen, and that'll send the runner scurrying back to first and second. Talen Hansen, Riley Christensen, both had plenty of speed to make that play. Riley called her off.
Talen had a beat on that ball, too, and I'm glad they're talking out there.
So Maurer is retired, brings up Kenzie Mittling, the junior. She kind of started off that first inning after the first two hitters retired. Mittling, the first hit of the game, started off that three-run first. Takes ball one outside. First and second with one out for the Hawks of Baldwin Woodville. Leading 3-0 here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. 1-0. This one is hit solidly, and that is deep to left field.
Diving play.
Bryn Wiedemeyer. Oh, my goodness. Bryn lays out to
take
pull
up.
That one in.
Aaliyah's standing on the...
They're throwing to second to see if there was a tag up by Fritz over there.
It sure looked like she left early on that.
She got to third in a hurry after Wiedemeyer made that catch, but
I think coach is going to go ask. I don't know if he even saw it, you know, the field bump.
Or at least look into it.
Maybe ask for an appeal.
What a great play out there and left by Wiedemeyer.
I didn't think she was going to get to that.
Yeah. Talking to the home plate umpire now. Coach Rick Ruff, give us time to let you know that ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. I suppose we could offer to have the umpires come over and take a look at our video stream and see... Let's take a look here as we're watching our own instant replay, and I apologize that we can't actually put it up for all of you, but That's close. That's really close. That's really close. So we'll give the umpires the benefit of the doubt. I know we see things through McDonald-colored glasses, but
yeah.
We'll give the men in the field props for making the right call in real time. So two away now for Jane Volgren. She will pop one up foul territory, first base side. Two away, runners at the corners. For the Blackhawks, Kelsey Bremnes trying to get out of the jam here. Jane Volgren reached on an error her first time up back in the first. Just in the top of the second early on in this game at Casper. 0-1 low and in the dirt. Throw to second just off the mark as Freer now into scoring position.
Claire was quite a ways over from second base and she did a good job getting over there.
One ball, one strike on Volgren. Kelsey Bremnes, the 1-1 pitch, and it is hit hard over second base, and that's going to score one and probably two. The throw coming to the plate, and it one hops right in front of Lizzie Liebrandt. On target throw, but two come across on the RBI double from Jane Volgren.
Left fielder, number nine, Lily Middle.
Lily Middle, the left fielder. She hit a single her first time up. Her team now up 5-0. She has a runner in scoring position. Right to Claire Ruff. Ruff throws nice at a hard angle and still makes the play.
Made it look easy.
Middle is retired. Two more come across for Baldwin-Woodville. Our new scores, we head to the bottom of the second. It's the Blackhawks, 5, the Max, nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good, too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
Welcome back to Lady Max Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey with you. Carter Jagger and Sam Averly on site, our video crew. Conley Engelmeyer, audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley. McDonald trailing 5-0 with Lizzie Liebrandt at the plate. The junior catcher, University of Sioux Falls commit, just hit her first homer of the season yesterday.
Hopefully they didn't see the ball tape one from last night.
Lizzie batting 500, 632 OBP, 7 driven in along with that homer. Adding in the 5 slot throughout this season. Donald trailing 5-0. Plenty of time here. 2-0 against Lizzie Liebrandt. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Mintling the 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Well, when you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. 2-1, ball wide. Now a hitter's count for Lizzie Liebrandt at 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Mittling. Wide, it seemed, but caught the edge. I think we saw it as a ball, and so did Lizzie Liebrandt as she was head up the first baseline. The umpire saying, no, hit the corner. And it's now a full count at 3-2.
Lizzie has a great eye, most catchers do, and
Kenzie Mettling, the junior, induces a swinging strike three. That's her second punch out of the game.
The second baseman.
Brings up Aaliyah Bovee. Hitting 375, leads the team with nine runs batted in. The junior second baseman, number two, bats from the right. It can be the first base runner for McDonald here in this second. Inside, ball one. You can see why only one run has been scored against this Blackhawks team in their first three games. The fact that they put up 37 runs in their first three games and five already today. Strike one called.
Yeah.
This is a really, really solid softball team, and there's going to be some great battles between them and Somerset and Prescott in the middle border. 1-1, swing and a miss.
We talk all the time about the Clover Belt being one of the best conferences to be in, and you could argue that that middle border's has some good teams as well.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss. Another strikeout, third of the game. And just the first two innings.
The third baseman, number 24.
For Kenzie Mettling, brings up Ella Ahmet, the freshman third baseman, hitting 313, five driven in, 421 OBP. Number 24 bats from the right. Yeah, again, the Clover Belt Conference, maybe slightly smaller schools, but for Division II and Division III schools, the middle border, they have a lot of teams that can make runs.
A lot of teams inside over the last few years that have made deep runs in the playoffs.
Yeah, Prescott went to state a couple years ago, I believe. 1-0, strike one from Kenzie Mettling. And she works pretty quickly as well, too, when she gets into her groove. One ball, one strike, two outs, none on for McDonald, trailing 5-0 here in the second. Ball low. Laying off it is Ahmet. Miranda Johnson due up. In the 8 slot, Bryn Wiedemeyer in the hole in the 9 slot, the sophomore. 2-1 pitch. Grounder right up the first baseline, and that's a routine play from Brecken McAbee. McDonald goes down 1-2-3 in the second. We head to the third. Our score remains Baldwin-Woodville 5, McDonald 0. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
McDonald Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Good to have you with us on a Friday evening. Chi High Baseball doubleheader starting tomorrow morning. Mark Halverson, Chad Frederick on the call. Cards will play two against Holman, Lord willing and weather permitting. First pitch swung on and went five hole against Kelsey Bremnes, then over the bag at second. Ellie Anderson, two singles. She had a two RBI single her first time up.
Olivia Herrer,
the senior, up next.
Top to bottom, this Baldwin team, they got a bunch of hitters. Well, been impressive.
Herrer also hit a single her first time up back in that three-run first inning for Baldwin-Woodville. First strike issued by Kelsey Bremnes. McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Discover a future of excellence that is rooted in history at McDonald, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. McDonald now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. Lifted foul, straight back. Herrer down 0-2 in the count. Ellie Anderson at first. 3 in the first for the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks, 2 in the second. And the leadoff runner aboard with none out. Grounder along the third base line. That's foul as Ahmet gloved it anyway and threw it to Aaliyah Bovee covering second. 0-2. We'll do it again. Donald 2-0 in conference play. Dominant win on Tuesday night at Elk Mound. A nail-biter ninth inning walk-off last night against Fall Creek. Non-conference here today. 0-2. Dropped right in front of Taylen Hansen for another single. Olivia Herrer. As Anderson slides into second.
The designated player, number 14, Jenna.
DP is Jenna Volgren. She was the last out of that first inning. Number 14 hits from the right. Has one in scoring position and two on with no outs. Kelsey Bremnes in the circle for McDonald. Delivers a strike. Bremnes went the distance all nine innings. Last night threw 120 pitches. Got seven strikeouts. Lined over the top of second base and into right field for Taylen Hansen. Anderson's going to stay put at third. They're loaded up with none out. Three straight singles.
Caleb, our outfielders are playing on the fence as they should be with this. I mean, much respect to this Baldwin team, but and these Baldwin girls are just dropping them right, I mean, right in there.
Finding grass, and again in the shallow part of the outfield when we're playing deep. That moves the runners along. 5-0 looking for more, and that is going to be trouble. First pitch swung on, and Anderson comes in to score. An RBI single for Shannon Fritz, and they're still loaded up, and it's 6-0 Baldwin-Woodville. And back to the top of the order. Linnea Freer, the senior center fielder, number one. She's 1-for-2 on the day.
Infield up here. Want to shoot four and maybe one or three.
Freer had a beautiful bunt last time up. Takes strike one. So McDonald trailing 6-0 here. We're in the top of the third. This Baldwin-Woodville team... first three games of the season, keep coming back to that. 37 runs, just one run given up. They have been finishing games early.
We're seeing why.
0-2 counts on Linnea Freer. Kelsey Bremnes still looking for her first strikeout of the game. Whistles one inside. 1-2.
The pitch looked really close.
Didn't get the call. We'll try it again. One ball, two strikes. Popped up along the third baseline. Ahmet hustling, trying to get it in foul territory. Couldn't get caught up to it. For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristoOrthodontics.com. That's ChristoOrthodontics.com. The 1-2 from Bremnes. Called strike three.
Nice pitch.
Linnea Freer goes down looking.
The second baseman, Ashlyn Maurer.
Ashlyn Maurer. 0-for-2. The lefty has a golden opportunity to change that in a big way here. Her team up 6-0, but the base is loaded and just one out. Bremnes, opening pitch. Caught the inside portion of the plate.
Another changeup.
Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 0-1 is popped high into the air. Kelsey Bremnes calls everyone off and couldn't quite make the catch. Just drifting over.
It's not an infield fly or what?
And she'll throw it to third. Now a pickle and a tag at third. Oh, they're calling her safe.
Yes. Now
I think we're
going to
get. Yeah, are we going to get the infield fly rule here? So the field umpire is conferring with the home plate umpire. And I believe infield fly has been called.
Three was the batter there, right? Yep.
Yeah, Ashlyn Maurer. So, all that to say, now two outs. Bases still loaded up, low and in the dirt on Kenzie Mittling, the junior, who has been incredibly impressive in the circle so far. She is a single and a fly out in her first two at-bats. Bases loaded up with two away. She will line one to center field. Riley Christensen darts forward and makes the grab. And just one comes across in the third for the Blackhawks. McDonald's half of the third coming up in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
McDonald's softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company, improving comfort and energy efficiency for your home, insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. That's Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Strike one against Miranda Johnson. Here in the bottom of the third, McDonald has 8-9-1 due up against Kenzie Mittling, talented junior. Johnson lines it foul, hitting 200 with a 200 OBP and two batted in. McDonald facing a lot of really quality pitching in conference and out of conference. And on that one, Johnson goes down on strikes.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of our hitters behind on these pitches, and I was telling you off air that I think the second time around for our lineup, we should have this pitcher timed out a little better, and maybe we can string some together.
Bryn Wiedemeyer, sophomore right fielder, made that great play. Left fielder, excuse me. Swing and a miss as she's a little behind that offering from Kenzie Mittling. 6-0 Baldwin Woodville. They scored three in the first, two in the second, one in the third. McDonald scoreless the first two. Looking for something here. Missing outside is Mittling. One ball, one strike. Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. The sun out, the wind out as well. Hit foul along the first baseline. For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristoOrthodontics.com. That's ChristoOrthodontics.com. Fouled again, same spot. First base, Bryn Wiedemeyer. Riley Christensen is on deck. Lady Max have had just one base runner so far, and that was Taylen Hansen, who was hit by a pitch.
Good eye, Bren.
2-2. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. 2-2.
Hey, it's sharply past the second baseman and Brent Wiedemeyer the first hit of the game.
It's in our fielder.
It's
job B. Turning it back up to the top of the lineup. Riley Christensen, then Taylen Hansen. Again, Royal Credit Union. Their smart tools like that mobile app helps you stay in the know, stick to your financial goals. You can open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Royal Credit Union. Bryn Wiedemeyer at first. Riley Christensen at the plate with one away. McDonald trailing 6-0 here in the third. Upstairs, ball one. And you'd love to get Riley and Bryn both on the base paths with Taylen Hansen coming up. Not only because it puts you in a better position, but also getting Riley's speed there at first. You know she's not going to stay there for long. 1-0 upstairs. 2-0 against Riley Christensen.
Nice to see the heart of our order.
And good start for the Blackhawks. McDonald, you're trying to hang around, chip away at this six-run deficit. 2-0 pitch.
Wow.
Missed inside. 3-0 for Riley Christensen.
I think Riley will be swinging here, but we'll see. We need base runners.
3-0 pitch. Upstairs. Take your base. Four-pitch walk. Riley Christensen is on first with just one out, and Taylen Hansen comes up. Taylen, as we mentioned, the 421 hitter. She was hit by a pitch. Seems to be none the worse for the wear. She kind of took that one off the helmet her first time up. They're at first and second for McDonald. Taylen takes strike one. Bryn Wiedemeyer is at second. Riley Christensen at first. Middling the 0-1 pitch. Wide. 1-1. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental. A caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, now in Baldwin. One ball, one strike. One out, two on for McDonald. Trailing 6-0. Changing speeds. Middling. Missed inside. Hansen says no thank you. Takes ball two. Two balls, one strike. Mittling the junior for the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. Upstairs, snap throw to first. A swing and a miss by Taylen Hansen for strike two. Diving back in, Riley Christensen. Still first and second for McDonald with one away. Now a 2-2 count.
That one was pretty high in the zone. Taylen wanted a piece of it, though.
Middling with the 2-2 pitch. That one is hooked foul along the third baseline. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 2-2. Dribbled there along the first baseline, trying to run it out. The flip to first. Not in time. They are safe all around the bases as Taylen Hansen legs it up off the first baseline.
We'll take them anyway.
And the birthday girl, Claire Ruff, comes to the plate with the bases loaded. Riley Christensen at second, Bryn Wiedemeyer at third, Taylen Hansen at first, and Claire Ruff. An opportunity here with one out to help McDonald start clawing back into this one, trailing 6-0. And Claire, being who she is, wanted to make sure whenever I mentioned her birthday that I also said happy birthday to Mr. Wiedemeyer. Strike one.
That's the kid she is. Nice.
Absolutely.
Thinking of others.
And a very happy birthday to Eric Wiedemeyer as well. O-1 pitch. That's dribbled right back to the pitcher. Throw home for the force. And Bryn Wiedemeyer out there. So two away, still loaded up. As Claire Ruff reaches on the fielder's choice, Wiedemeyer out at home. And Kelsey Bremnes, a chance to help her cause. pitcher facing her counterparts, Mackenzie Mitling, who's blanked McDonald for the first two innings and now trying to get out of a jam here. Bases loaded with one out. Now bases loaded with two outs for the junior Mitling. Facing fellow junior Kelsey Bremnes, right-handed batter, hitting 632. Ball one outside. Claire Ruff at first. Riley Christensen at third. Taylen Hansen at second. Loaded up for McDonald with two outs. Inside pitch. Snap throw to third. Not in time. 2-0 count.
Nice to see Kelsey get into one here.
There's a gap along that third baseline, and she sure loves to hit it there. She will line one out to left field, but unfortunately right to the left fielder, Lily Middle. And McDonald, their most significant threat of the game, but still none come across. We head to the fourth. The score remains Baldwin-Woodville 6, McDonald 0. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Fourth inning begins. WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports. Caleb Spence and Jason Bovey with you. On site as well, video producers Sam Aberley and Carter Jagger, Conley Engelmeyer at the WOGO Sports home studios in Halley. WOGO.com, where you can view our complete sports schedule. WOGO Sports on YouTube, also where you can check out the archive broadcasts of all of our Chi-High McDonald athletics.
I think last inning was our best inning, holding them the one run, and I saw a lot of off-speed by Kelsey, and I'm hoping maybe that's something that can slow them down.
Facing Jane Volgren, 2-0 the counts. Volgren reached on an error in the first, then had a 2-RBI double in the second. The catcher has a lot of power. Off speed for strike one. Multiple pitches in the arsenal for Kelsey Bremnes. She's probably going to need a lot of them today to try to fool this hot-hitting Hawks lineup. 2-1. Hit sky high and foul along the first baseline, and Kelsey back into this at bat, 2-2 against Volgren.
And with any pitcher, you know, some days some pitches are going to be working better than others, and when she finds that out, she can get in her groove and settle in.
Two balls, two strikes, getting her to chase off the tip of the bat. Kelsey Bremnes wheels and throws to Miranda Johnson at first, and Volgren is retired.
That was a great pitch there. Another off speed. And
Lily Middle
is one for two on the day with a single and a ground out. The left fielder ended that most significant threat for McDonald's. Kelsey Bremnes hit it hard, but hit it right to Middle in left center. She bats from the right. 6-0 if you're just joining us on the radio.
Yep.
Check swing, strike one. She went around. And if you are on the radio and get an opportunity, you can certainly watch the broadcast, WOGO Sports on YouTube, WOGO Radio on Facebook, live video streaming there. But if you're out and about, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Strike two, quickly ahead in the count against Middle is Kelsey Bremnes. Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. 0-2 pitch. Low. Ball one. Ellie Anderson, the senior, who's 2-for-2 with a run scored and two batted in, is on deck. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Yep. Tipping it back. Reaching out for that one is middle. You mentioned before, too, Kelsey Bremen is just the unflappability. That Kelsey just, she stays very even-keeled. Doesn't get flustered. 1-2 pitch with one out. Changing speeds again. Rise ball missed. 2-2. Trying to get middle to chase that one. And the left fielder, good plate discipline. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss. A punch out for Kelsey Bremnes.
Number 15, Ellie Anderson.
That's Kelsey's 28th strikeout of the young season. Ellie Anderson, as we mentioned, 2-for-2. Now with two outs and none on. She will line one to left field. Bryn Wiedemeyer chases that one down to hold Anderson at first. But Anderson, a 3-for-3 day. The senior in the sixth spot. Olivia Herrer, the senior right fielder, up next. She is also 2-for-2. Now with a runner aboard and two away. Here in the top of the fourth at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us. You're on WOGO Sports. Opening salvo. Just missed. Anderson at first. Getting the call from pitching coach Ashley Rubenzer as Kelsey Bremnes takes a look at the wristband, delivers. Tapped foul toward coach Charlie Tobin. One ball, one strike.
Ashley doing a great job calling pitches, and it's really, you know, helped Kelsey settle in these last two innings. Let's get out of this one now.
Runner aboard, two outs, 1-1 count. Hit to Aaliyah Bovey. She will glove throw to second. Claire Ruff covers the bag nicely. And the inning heads to the bottom of the fourth with, for the first time, the Hawks not scoring. We'll be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. Our score remains Baldwin-Woodville 6, McDonough 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald's softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Non-conference today, Baldwin-Woodville, the visitors against your McDonald's Central Lady Max. We're in the fourth as Lizzie Liebrand takes the first offering from Mittling and fouls it straight back. 6-0 the Hawks. McDonald had the bases loaded in the third, but not able to get one across. But coming back defensively again, they've given up three in the first, two in the second, one in the third, then zero in the fourth. It's a good trend. Now got to reverse that on the other side offensively.
And we started last inning with that, you know, getting the bases loaded. We just couldn't plate one.
1-1 the count on Liebrand. Fouls it back again. Up and out of play behind the backstop. Where Zgalo Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars,
coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more, large job or small, give them a call. Call the pros at Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. One ball, two strikes. Kenzie Mittling. Sharply hit grounder right back to Mittling. She will glove and throw to Brecken McAbee at first. And that's the first out of the inning for McDonald as Aaliyah Bovey comes to the plate. Bovey hitting 375. Struck out her first time up. Looking for some solid contact. Had a great night on Tuesday with a pair of triples and a double and five batted in. Ball one low. Some of the pitching McDonald's going to face. Ketter Hagen from Stanley Boyd, of course, is phenomenal. Michaela Coleman was great last night for Fall Creek. They'll see Augusta's very talented pitcher coming up as Bovey fouls one off the first baseline.
And they have a young lady named Lainey O'Brien. Solid, very good pitcher.
Yeah, that's going to be another great matchup. Of course, Grantsburg, a Wisconsin commit.
Yeah.
And Kenzie Mittling right up there again with some of the best McDonald we'll see. As Bovey fouls it off. 1-2 now. I believe Zwiefelhofer is back for Bloomer this year after injury.
They had an impressive win
over Thorpe last night.
12-1, I think.
1-2 pitch. Fouled right back to the fence above us. For Aaliyah Bovey, as she stays alive, the junior second baseman.
Stanley with an impressive win. A win over Elk Mound as well last night.
Yeah, this conference, very strong from top to bottom, the Western Clover Belt. And the middle border from what we know, again, at least at the top of that conference, we've got some excellent teams. One ball, two strikes with one out. Swing and a miss, but the ball spinning away. A hard throw to first. It's dropped, and Bovey's safe. Drop third strike, and there's the hustle from Aaliyah Bovey. She reaches. Brings up Ella Ahmet. Again, against pitching like this from Mittling, get a base runner any way you can, and that dropped third strike.
That was a great pitch that she threw to Aaliyah. Change up and got Lee in.
It just kind of went spinning away. A tough throw might have been in time, but first pitch, strike one against Ella Ahmet. Dropped over there at first.
I believe we started this last inning with one out, so.
Miranda Johnson due up. One away. 0-1 pitch, fouled back. Ahmet steps out. Our dugout smile cam today is brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City. 0-2 counts. Manella Ahmet, the freshman, looks at ball one. Metropolis Resort in Action City, an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today. MetropolisResort.com. Missing wide. Good eye from Ella Ahmet. Up to a 2-2 count. With Aaliyah Bovey at first. One away. McDonald trailing 6-0 here in the fourth. Trying to battle back against Baldwin Woodville. 2-2. Changing speed. Swing and a miss. Ahmet strikes out. That is the fifth strikeout of the game.
Again, a very impressive. I mean, I'm really impressed with this Mittling pitcher for Baldwin. She's a good pitcher.
Now two away with a runner at first for Miranda Johnson. Takes one inside and low. Discover a future of excellence rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. McDonald now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Strike one. Evens the count. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Miranda Johnson struck out her first time up in the third. This has taken the Lady Max a while to get through the order. Fouls it back. And then comes up a few steps to get it. Wind has died down a bit. Still a little chilly, but good weather for early April softball. Fouled up high into the air, not a play beyond the fence along the third baseline.
Yeah, I went to wave at my wife in the stands, Caleb, and I saw a guy up in the stands, and I know him. cut off shirt and shorts, and then this, it's my wife's godson. Yeah, it's a little bit chilly for that, I think, but
hardy folk.
Tough
here
kid.
Northwest Wisconsin. One ball, two strikes with two outs and a runner at first for Miranda Johnson. She'll swat one right back to the pitcher. It's going to be a tough throw and wheeling and making the play. Kenzie Mittling. And McDonald is retired here in the fourth with none across. We head to the fifth. It remains Baldwin-Woodville 6, McDonald nothing. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh, yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Royal Credit Union creates a positive impact in the lives we touch.
I have such a high respect for the Royal Credit Union name. I was at a point where the piggy bank just didn't do it anymore. I needed to have my money work more wisely for me. I like that they're grounded. They stood the test of time. That means a lot to me. They're not a fly-by-night. They believe in the people. They are a part of the community.
Learn more at rcu.org/royalvalues.
We have reached the fifth here in Chippewa Falls. Baldwin-Woodville leading McDonald 6-0. Riley Christensen has now taken the circle for McDonald. Riley on the season has faced 45 batters, 8 in the third innings, 8 strikeouts, 2 walks. William Max trailing 6-0. Strike 1 on the first pitch against Jenna Volgren.
Looks like we have Talen in center and Kelsey in right.
Volgren, 1-for-2 on the day, a single her last time up in the third. One ball, one strike. With Shannon Fritz on deck. Volgren looks at ball one inside, ball two inside, excuse me. Fritz in the 9 spot, due up next, then Linnea Freer. Leadoff hitter for Coach Charlie Tobin in the hole. 3-1. Lady Max gave up 3 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, none in the fourth. Dribbler right back to Riley Christensen, reaches out, gloves, throws to first and Miranda Johnson, and that's the first out of the inning. 1-3 on the put out. Brings up Shannon Fritz. She is 2-for-2 on the day.
I think that last batter, that was the first time we had that first out, probably since the first inning, if I remember right.
And we got the first two outs of the first inning, yeah. And then 3 came across for Baldwin-Woodville. And top to bottom in this order, they are tough outs. Inside pitch, ball 1 on Shannon Fritz. 2-for-2 with an RBI. pitch, fouled back. Riley Christensen showing a little bit more of her power there. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the fifth. Fouled back, and the umpire took one.
Yeah, that's
off the hand. Something went spinning out in front of us. Hopefully he's all right. I don't know if that might have been the pen.
And there is clicker.
Kind of flexing the hand a little bit here. A Riley Christensen fastball, even caroming into your hand, cannot feel good. 1-2 the count.
It's a little chilly. It's even that much worse.
Yeah, well, hope our umpires are right. Tough fella, it seems. As he says, get right back to it. Fouled back.
He's still going to the hand. I mean, it's that's going to sting a minute.
One ball, two strikes, one out, none on for the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks with Shannon Fritz, the shortstop. Hits one right to Aaliyah Bovey on the ground. Bovey throws to first. 4-3 on the putout. Two ground outs induced by Riley Christensen. Two outs and brings up Linnea Freer, the senior. She lined out to Kelsey Bremnes her first time up. Singled in the second, struck out in the third. For the senior center fielder. Lefty at the top of that lineup. Strike one. Riley Christensen whistles it by her. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Christensen the pitch. Ball one. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass at Chippewa Falls. 1-1. Fouled high up into the air and out of play. Alamet drifting over. Doubleheader across the way here at the Redfield at Casper Park. Chai High and Marshfield. Lady Cards were nipped by a run, I believe, 3-2 in the first.
That's what I saw, too, I thought.
Good non-conference competition for Coach Faird and Coach Sikora as well. Inside and low, ball two, evening the count. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Count is full. Riley Christensen a little bit low. 3-2 pitch coming up. No base runners allowed so far here in this fifth inning for Baldwin Woodville. Lined over second base. Taylen Hansen comes up to grab it. And I think that was the reverse jinx.
Yeah.
McDonald saying no base runners, and then Freer singles for the second time today. Ashley Maurer out on the infield fly last time. Ground out in the first. Flew out to center in the second. One on, two out. For the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks in the Middle Border Conference, leading 6-0 here against McDonald in the fifth. Upstairs, ball one. Lady Mac scored 17 on Tuesday evening. Runs have been tougher to come by. Hits have been tougher to come by in the last two outings. 3-2 last night in nine innings, trailing 6-0 here. Hit to Aaliyah Bovey, and it gets away from her glove. She will haul it back. Runners at first and second as Maurer reaches and brings up Kenzie Mittling.
That's Sun starting to set, and that looks like it's right in that direction of second and right field.
That was hit sharply by Maurer. Freer now moves to second as Maurer's at first with Kenzie Mittling taking strike one. Riley Christensen entered the circle here in the fifth. Retired the first two batters. Now the next two have reached. And a tough out here with Mittling. Mittling hits one high into the air. Drifting over is Kelsey Bremnes making the catch in shallow right field. And none come across for the second straight inning for the BW Hawks. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Park and Trent and Jason both be with you on WOGO Sports. McDonald trailing 6-0. Bryn Wiedemeyer at the plate. 9-1-2 for McDonald. Wiedemeyer, one of just two hits given up today by Kenzie Mittling, the junior. Both of those hits came in the third inning. One from Taylen Hansen, one from Wiedemeyer. Hansen was also hit by a pitch in the first. Aaliyah Bovia reached on an error in the fourth. That's it for base runners. Excuse me, Claire Ruff on a fielder's choice as well, and Riley Christensen on a walk, if I had actually a look at the paper right in front of me. Lady Max, their biggest threat was in the third as they loaded them up, but left them stranded. 0-1 pitch is low.
Yeah, I think our girls have settled down really well defensively. I'm really happy about that. And now if we can just string a few hits together and play a few runs.
See if Bryn can get another hit for her dad on his birthday. 1-1. She will hit it to short. Good play there. Low throw, but scooped by Brecken McAbee.
Very good scoop by the first baseman.
Tough play from Fritz. Riley Christensen back to the plate. She reached on a walk her last time up in the third. A four-pitch walk. Lady Max trail 6-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Riley Christensen laces the first one she sees to the grass in center. And that is the first hit of the game for Riley Christensen. And she is aboard as Taylen Hansen comes to the plate.
Riley sat on that changeup and drove it right out to center field. Nice hit, Rye.
Hansen has reached both of her first two plate appearances, hit by a pitch in the first, singled in the third, but stranded at second. Riley Christensen at first with one out. Hansen swinging a miss on the first pitch. Kind of think in this situation, Riley's probably going to be moving pretty quickly here.
I think this catcher for Baldwin is very impressive, but yeah, I'd like to see that matchup here.
0-1 pitch from Mittling. And Volgren, as that pitch misses ball one, is out of her stance very quickly. And again, she's an impressive player. And we'll see if Riley tests her arm or not. 1-1 pitch with one out.
Here
Christensen takes off, sliding into second, and she's out. Looking for her ninth steal, and Volgren, a bullet to Fritz covering the bag.
As advertised, right? Gotta try it, though.
Again, in this situation, with the way Mittling's pitching, down six, gotta get one into scoring position. And that's the second out of the inning. Taylen Hansen, now a 1-2 pitch, fouls it back. Claire Ruff is on deck. Should Taylen Hansen reach? One ball, two strikes, two outs for McDonald. The junior, Mittling, with the pitch, swing and a miss, and that will end the inning for the Lady Max. We head to the sixth. Our score remains Baldwin Woodville 6, McDonald 0. We are back in 1 minute. This is Lady Max Softball on WOGO Sports.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wurzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
We enter the sixth with McDonald in a 6-0 deficit here at home against another Middle Border Conference foe. Due up is Jane Volgren, the junior, who just made a very impressive throw to catch Riley Christensen stealing, which is not easy to do. First time Riley's been caught this year. Only the second time, I believe, that a McDonald steal attempt has been stymied. I think Taylen Hansen was caught once in those trio of games we had at the Sonnentech Center.
Yeah, I think Chloe was thrown out last night, too.
Maybe three. But again, the percentage very high. And McDonald, historically, in the last few years, at least under Coach Rick Beyer, now Coach Rick Ruff, they're aggressive on the base paths.
I think you have to be, right?
Volgren was just up to the task. I mean, it was the right call to send her. And Volgren now will try to do some damage from the plate as she takes strike one from Riley Christensen. And way back in the first two batters retired for Baldwin Woodville, but at heart of their order, helped put three across. McDonald was in a hole right away. 1-1 on Volgren. Lily Middle and Ellie Anderson also due up 4-5-6. At middle of the order for Coach Charlie Tobin.
Ooh.
High fly ball. This one could be trouble, and it is gone. Out beyond the center field fence. Volgren, who told you she had home run power, and she got all of that one.
Well hit ball there.
7-0. Baldwin Woodville takes more of a commanding lead here in the sixth. Brings up Lily Middle, the left fielder, number nine. And we'll probably be keeping track on Game Changer, I would think, seeing so many of these middle border teams in the non-conference schedule early in the season. I just kind of want to see how all of this shakes out between Prescott, Somerset, Baldwin, Woodville.
Yeah, that's got to be a battle for that top half of that conference for sure.
You know, we haven't seen Prescott yet this season, but saw him last year. We had that state trip 2 years ago. This Blackhawks team, they're going to be tough to handle for anybody in that conference, as talented as it is. 7-0, they lead McDonald. Here's Riley Christensen, issues strike one to Lily Middle. Our Dugout Smile Cam brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. Constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City. 0-1 pitch, hit foul. An arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. 0-2 pitch. On the ground to Ella Ahmet. Gloves, throws to first. Miranda Johnson reaches out wide and hauls it in for the first out of the inning. 5-3 on the put out there.
Man, Ella over there at third's really starting to look comfortable over, you know, at third, isn't she?
Yeah, we've talked about, again, right up the middle, you feel really confident, all the experience you brought back, but at the edges, at the corners, Miranda Johnson getting a full-time role at first base, Ella Ahmet at third base is just a freshman. It's dribbled foul by Ellie Anderson, who's 3-for-3 with a run scored and two batted in. Then again, Bryn Wiedemeyer and Taylen Hansen, left field and right field, respectively. A lot of talent, but a lot of varsity inexperience at the edges. Miranda Johnson takes a hot shot right up the first baseline. Jasmine Gerber, excuse me.
Yeah, way to knock that one down.
And Jasmine makes the play. Ground out to one unassisted. Three, I should say, is Olivia Herrera, the senior right fielder, who's 2-for-3. Comes to the plate. McDonald put up two scoreless innings before the home run by Jane Volgren changed that here in the sixth. 7-run lead for the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. 0-1 on Olivia Herrera. Riley Christensen into the game in the fifth. Ball high. Evens the count at 1-1. WOGO.com is where you can check out our sports schedule. Doubleheader planned for tomorrow. Mark Halverson, Chad Frederick on the call. Chi-Hi Baseball. They've got some great pitching against Holman. Changing speeds, Riley Christensen. 2-1 missed. McDonald Baseball scheduled for Monday. Should be a warm day. There was a lot more rain in the forecast. It's looking like that might be pushing off. Grounder to Ella Ahmet. Gloves smoothly. Throw to first to Jasmine Gerber.
Nice play by Ella.
And McDonald settling down very nicely in the field after the home run from Bolgren. Our new score as we head to the bottom of the sixth. It's Baldwin Woodville 7, McDonald 0. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Bottom of the sixth, the birthday girl Claire Ruff on the plate for McDonald's. Kenzie Mittling has gone the distance for the Hawks. Claire bounces there the first go. One past the second baseman for a base hit. Claire Ruff aboard to lead off the sixth and hopefully help spark the comeback for the Lady Mags.
Just hoping the birthday girl will get a few hits here today.
There you go. There's the first one.
Yeah.
Kelsey Bremnes at the plate with none out and one on. She's had a ground out. And a sharply hit liner to left field in her two plate appearances. Haven't been a lot of plate appearances for any of these McDonald hitters, even though we're in the sixth. And that, again, is credit to Kenzie Mittling.
Yeah. She has been fantastic all day long.
Bremnes took ball one. Claire Ruff ready to move at first. Ball two, low and inside. Two and oh on Kelsey Bremnes. The junior came in hitting .632 through the first five games of the season. Hits one sky high to right center field. Looks to be playable and ranging over and making the catch is Linnea Freer, the senior. Lizzie Liebrandt now at the plate with one away. Liebrandt struck out in the second. Hit it on the ground back to the pitcher in the fourth. Had her first home run last night. Hit three out last season. Claire Ruff thinking about running. Jane Volgren behind the dish. Ever ready. One away, 1-0 pitch to Lizzie Liebrandt. Check swing, called strike. 1-1 to Lizzie, hitting .500 in those first five games with a .632 OBP. She was intentionally walked twice last night. She's driven in seven. 1-1, changing speed, strike two. Good off speed there from Mittley. One ball, two strikes. Lizzie Liebrandt, the McDonald junior catcher, with Claire Ruff at first. Wide and high, ball two. Leah Bovey on deck. Kenzie Mittling, the 2-2 pitch. Check, swing, wow. Called strike.
Living on that outside edge on the changeup.
Lizzie Liebrandt goes down for the second out of the inning. That is the seventh strikeout for Kenzie Mittling. And two away here in the sixth. Leah Bovey with Claire Ruff still at first. Takes strike one. I haven't checked on game changer to see if Mittling pitched all three games, but as we've told you, just one run allowed in the first three contests. Maybe including this one, McDonald hoping to change that. Snap throw to first, Claire Ruff dives head first back into the bag. But Volgren, showing that cannon that she has in her right arm, is not just for throwing
to second.
Ever since I've known Claire,
she
likes to mess with the catcher. She's like, I'm gonna draw a throw here.
Swing and a miss for Bovee, 1-2. Big cut there. Yeah, you hope that, man, if they've got a cannon, if they overthrow just a bit, that's really going to carry. 1-2, Mittling the pitch. Bovee fights it off.
I think it was Tuesday in Elk Mound. Claire was on second, and she was halfway in after the pitch, and when the catcher threw it back to the pitcher, she took third. I mean, just caught him sleeping.
1-2. Bovee a swing and a miss. That's the eighth strikeout of the game for Kenzie Mittling. She's been dealing. McDonald blanked again in the sixth. We head to the seventh. Our score remains Baldwin-Woodville 7, McDonald nothing. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good, too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to learn more.
In the seventh, McDonald trailing 7-0 here to the visiting Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. Greg Stewart letting me know that some of these players for Baldwin-Woodville, part of the St. Croix Fusion hockey team, Volgren is the player of the year, he says. Which doesn't surprise me, the athleticism that we've seen from Jane Volgren. Also, Lily Middle was on that incredibly tough Fusion hockey team. We've seen him again this winter against Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres hockey. 1-1, Riley Christensen facing Jenna Volgren, the DP. Christensen, the 1-1 pitch. Hit foul along the first baseline and ranging out to make the catch in foul territory is Kelsey Bremnes.
Making it look easy.
Shannon Fritz. Tough out at the bottom of the order. The shortstop 2-for-3. One away here in the seventh. McDonald trailing 7-0. Of course, you want to get out of this as quickly as possible and then see if you can get a rally. Strike one. Whistles it in. Riley Christensen. Thank you to Conley Engelmeyer, our audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Sam Averly and Carter Jager, on-site video producers here at Casper. 0-1 pitch. Sky high, hit in the air. Over our heads and out of play. 0-2, Riley ahead in the count against Shannon Fritz. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. 2-2, floated right in front of Aaliyah Bovee. She'll glove throw to first in time. Some good speed by Fritz. Making it out along the first base line. But Bovee made the play. 4-3 on the putout.
Center fielder, Linnea Freer.
Linnea Freer, who is 2-for-4. Pair of base hits. Line out and a strikeout. With two out and none on here in the top of the seventh. Check swing, ball one low from Riley Christensen. Riley's pitched well since coming in the fifth in relief of Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey, of course, went the distance 9 innings yesterday. Strike one called. 1-1.
You know, and I think our whole team has really settled down. I mean, settled in since after the first three innings. I mean, we've allowed one run since then. And
good piece of hitting out to Kelsey Bremnes in right field as Linnea Freer turns that one around. Ashlyn Maurer comes up with Freer at first. She's 3-for-5 on the day. Maurer reached on an error back in the fifth. She came up to the plate in the first, second, and third innings, and that kind of goes with what you were saying. After those first three innings, the Lady Macs settling in. Fly ball out to center field. Taylen Hansen drifts over, makes the catch. One base runner on, one stranded. We head to the bottom of the seventh. McDonald hoping for a comeback, trailing 7-0. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
You're right in the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. McDonald trailing 7-0 to the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks. 7-8-9. Ella Amit, Miranda Johnson, Brent Wiedemeyer due up for Coach Rick Ruff and the Lady Macs. We've talked about the depth in the lineup in the batting order for the Hawks. McDonald will need some of the same here if they want to try to mount a comeback, trailing by 7 runs. Ella Amit, the first one back to the pitcher, bobbled, and it gets away. So Amit will reach on the ear as she hit that one just sharply enough that Mittling was not quite able to handle it. She's fielded her position well, but that one took an odd hop.
Yeah, that once in a while.
Jasmine Gerber comes in for Miranda Johnson at first base and also in the eighth slot. Gerber the junior, she will pop the first one foul over the McDonald dugout. Bryn Wiedemeyer on deck in the hole, Riley Christensen. Amit at first. Wiedemeyer takes strike one. Excuse me, Gerber takes strike two. Is Wiedemeyer up next? Hopefully Gerber will have reached her first at bat in the last couple nights. Played JV innings last night. Swing and a miss. Gerber goes down on strikes, and that brings up Bryn Wiedemeyer. She's 1-for-2 on the day, had a single in the third. It was McDonald's biggest threat was in the third. Wiedemeyer ended up being called out at home on the force. They had the bases loaded, but ended up leaving them stranded. Check swing, check throw to first from Volgren.
Bryn had that other shot that was up the middle that the shortstop made a fantastic play on. I mean, Bryn's putting the bat on the ball today.
0-1 against Wiedemeyer. One out, one on. Lady Macs trailing 7-0. In the bottom of the seventh, yeah. Wiedemeyer drops it to the grass right in front of the center fielder. Another knock for Bryn Wiedemeyer. That's got to make her dad pretty happy on his birthday. Playing first base coach, as per usual, Eric Wiedemeyer, our principal at McDonald. Bryn 2-for-3, and as you mentioned, if not for a great play by Shannon Fritz at short, could be looking at a 3-for-3 day, Wiedemeyer. So Riley Christensen, now with runners at first and second, and one out. Riley takes one low and in the dirt, and they will advance to second and third. There's going to be a slide at third. from Ella Ahmed, and wow, she got in under the tag. That was a lot closer, again, than you'd think it might need to be, because Jane Fulgren is a heck of an athlete back there behind the dish.
She was sitting on the ground, and she made the throw to third, and it was just about an out. Amazing.
After Greg telling me that Fulgren plays hockey and was a player of the year, you look at that frame, you're like, yep, that's a heck of an athlete. Strike one issued against Riley Christensen, 1-1. Two in scoring position now. Ahmed at third, Wiedemeyer at second. One away from McDonald. Trying to get one across for the first time this game here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Another snap throw to third, and wow, they got her. Wow, what a throw to Ellie Anderson from Jane Fulgren.
Again,
and the tag slapped down.
Quick snap back to third, and
that's a heck of a play.
Very impressive.
Again, just in pretty much every aspect, you walk away from this one saying the Hawks are quite a team. So Wiedemeyer still at second. Riley Christensen, a slow roller along the first baseline, and that will end it. McDonald falls to 3-3 on the season, 4-0 now for the Baldwin-Woodville Blackhawks. They take it here at Casper Park, your final. Baldwin-Woodville 7, McDonald nothing. We'll step out right after this. We'll be back with a Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. Postglass and Mirror, commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Don't go away. We'll have our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. Look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar and talk with head coach Rick Ruff as well. We're back right after this on WOGO Sports. McDonald falling here at home.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. The McDonald Lady Macs shut out for the first time this season. They fall to Baldwin Woodville 7-0 here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. And Jason, you're telling me off the air as we went to that break, it really wasn't a matter of McDonald playing poorly as much as it was that is an elite team. I think it would be fair to say an elite team on the other side, and this is why you schedule teams like the Blackhawks.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to tip your hat to your opponent, and that team is solid from top to bottom, and Mittling, you know, pitched a fantastic game. You know, I could see this being a state ranked team in Baldwin Woodville.
I think so, indeed.
It was a great team, and I think as a coach, you want to take some positives out of a game like this. And for me, it was Ella Ahmed continuing to grow at third base.
Yeah,
Bryn Wiedemeyer hitting the ball the way, you know, that's, you know, if we can get her going, her hitting the ball, that was good to see. And again, we gave up 6 runs in the first 3 innings, and then we settled in really good,
yeah,
and we played ball with this team. And it's the first time that this team has played a 7-inning game in Baldwin.
Again, 37 runs scored, just 1 run allowed in their first 3 games. Now 1 run allowed in their first 4 games. But after giving up 3, and you know what this team is capable of, after giving up 3 in the top of the first and then 2 in the second, you can feel right away like, okay, here it goes. Are we going to get run ruled? And what we saw from McDonald was 3 given up in the first, 2 in the second, then just 1 in the third, and then from the next 4 innings, nothing in the fourth, nothing in the fifth, just the home run in the sixth, nothing in the seventh. They did what they needed to defensively and in the circle with Riley Christensen and Kelsey Bremnes to try to get back into this one. But 9 strikeouts in the night for Kenzie Mittling, 2 caught stealing for Volgren, just phenomenal defense, phenomenal pitching for Baldwin Woodville, and I don't think you're off base at all to say this could be a team that is state ranked very soon if they're not already. Man, it's a team that certainly I think has the firepower and the depth throughout their lineup to make a very deep playoff run, even in Division II.
And even more credit to this Baldwin team is we know our girls are hitters,
yeah,
and we can hit with the best of them, and they shut us down. And again, it's just, you know, you move on to the next one, and you're gonna take some things from this game, and you're gonna be a better team for playing this game. And
you learn a lot more from games like this than you do from run ruling people yourself.
For sure.
Well, we'll step out and be back after this. Our conversation with Coach Rick Ruff coming up, and also the Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll take another break and continue after this.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Looking for a smarter way to save and spend? Royal Credit Union has you covered with the Save and Spend Duo. Bundled checking and high-yield savings for simple, all-in-one banking. Earn 3.00% annual percentage yield on the first $10,000 in high-yield savings with no minimum balance required. Plus, every debit purchase helps you save with Debit Roundup, turning spare change into big savings. Open your Royal Credit Union Save and Spend Duo today at rcu.org/royalbundle. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll catch up live with Coach Rick Ruff when we get a chance here. Also, we'll have your fiber fast plays of the game coming up, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. They are your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for Wogo Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000. That's 231-2000, or visit wwt.net. We'll take a listen to those fiber fast plays of the game. Actually, I think we might have Coach Rick Ruff coming over here in a moment, so we will put that on pause. Again, saying another happy birthday to Claire Ruff today and to Eric Wiedemeyer on his birthday. He's still out raking the field, because that's the kind of guy he is. Hall of Famer for McDonald. We'll get Claire Ruff on it. Hello, all right. I don't know. Jason said he wanted to say hi. Do you want to say hi? No, all right. Well, again, McDonald falling 7-0 here to Baldwin-Woodville, an excellent Baldwin-Woodville team from the Middle Border Conference. We've seen just a lot of quality teams the last couple seasons, teams that make you better, and looking forward to seeing how they all duke it out in their conference play throughout the course of the season. But let's dive into those fiber fast plays of the game, brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom. Sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Leading 3-0 here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. 1-0. This one is hit solidly, and that is deep to left field.
Diving play.
Bryn Wiedemeyer. Oh, my goodness. Bryn lays out to pull
up
that one in. Modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at crystalorthodontics.com. That's crystalorthodontics.com. The 1-2 from Bremnes. Called strike three.
Nice pitch.
Linnea Freer goes down looking. Power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 2-2. Dribbled along the first base line, trying to run it out. The flip to first. Not in time. They are safe all around the bases as Taylen Hansen legs it up off the first base line.
We'll take them anyway.
We'll come back to those fiber fast plays of the game in a few moments. First, head coach Rick Ruff joins us. And Coach, shut out for the first time this season, but as Jason was talking about, we were just saying it's not necessarily a matter of playing poorly, even though I'm sure there's things you say, hey, we can correct. But it was a really, really elite opponent that you had here today, and the type of opponent where you can say, hey, this can sharpen us and make us better by playing very strong teams like this.
Yes, that is exactly why we schedule these kind of games. It's one of those games where we know coming in that we've got to play as good as we possibly can to be competitive. And the goal was to keep them under six. I guess we didn't quite
close,
but it was close. And again, if we make some plays early, the first inning we give up three unearned runs. And the lineup changes completely. So those are the things we got to work on and we got to get better at. And like I told the girls after the game here, that the biggest thing about softball is we play again on Monday. So all those things that go wrong, we got to figure out how to fix on the field.
You can flush it really quickly or you can let it spiral. And it's, again, do you learn from a loss? And I know coaches have said probably for all of eternity that sometimes you learn more from a loss than from a win. And again, got an incredible win last night. Take one on the chin tonight, but hopefully it's something where you can move on. Like you mentioned, playing on Monday right away again and saying, hey, how do we improve? How do we get better from both of those games on Thursday and Friday nights?
Yes, exactly. And moving to Monday, Augusta's a good ball club.
Yeah.
I mean, we beat them 1-0 here last year.
Yeah, Laney O'Brien, one of the best pitchers in the region.
We're going to see it again. And they're in our sectional even. So
yeah.
That's a team that we're going to see later on. It's important that we come ready to play ball. They got Saturday and Sunday to get a good weekend's rest and rejuvenate and get ready to get back at it.
This team that you were facing tonight had outscored opponents 37-1 coming into the game, and it's easy to let things spiral when they got those three unearned runs right away and then two again in the second. You might think, oh, here it goes, and could this one be ending early and not in our favor? But it really seemed like after those first three innings, give up three in the first, two in the second, one in the third, and really settling in, just one run given up over the final four innings. And even though the bats didn't quite come alive, you guys battled at the plate against a really, really strong pitcher, but you put yourself in a position pitching and defensively to try to get back into this one.
Yes, absolutely. There's no quitting these girls. That's for sure. So we're gonna keep working through our struggles and get better every single time out.
Coach, I think we have McDonald baseball on Monday, so we won't see you there. But best of luck against Augusta. A doubleheader coming up against Cadott. So we'll see you on Thursday of next week, and hopefully the girls are in a groove.
All right. Thank you.
Coach Rick Ruff, thank you so much for your time. And happy birthday to Claire once again. We couldn't get her on the air. Jason tried to get her on the air, and we've coaxed you into it over the last couple seasons, but Claire, not quite yet. So
yeah, well, good luck with that one.
There you go. Head coach Rick Ruff, we'll take our final break of the post-class post-game show and be back to finish up those 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game after this on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
As we finish up the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mir in Chippewa Falls, let's listen up to the finale of our Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports. And the birthday girl, Claire Ruff, comes to the plate with the bases loaded. Trying to get middle to chase that one, and the left fielder, good plate discipline. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss. A punch out for Kelsey Bremnes. Bottom of the sixth, the birthday girl, Claire Ruff. Out of play for McDonald. Nancy Mittling has gone the distance for the Hawks. Claire bounces there the first go. One past the second baseman for a base hit. Claire Ruff aboard to lead off the sixth and hopefully help spark the comeback for the Lady Macs. And Wiedemeyer, one out, one on. Lady Macs trailing 7-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Yeah. Wiedemeyer drops it to the grass right in front of the center fielder. Another knock for Bryn Wiedemeyer. That's got to make her dad pretty happy on his birthday. Those are your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. As we put a bow on this one on the Postglass Postgame Show brought to you by Postglass and Mir in Chippewa Falls, we always encourage you to check out WOGO.com to see our upcoming sports calendar. Next time we'll see these McDonald Lady Macs will be a week from yesterday. It'll be this coming Thursday the 16th. It was going to be at Cadott. Now it's here at Casper Park in a doubleheader. So that'll be a 3:40 p.m. start. Okay. Lady Macs softball doubleheader against Cadott next Thursday. In between, a lot of action. Weather permitting, starting with tomorrow, Mark Halverson, Chad Frederick on the call. Chi High baseball doubleheader against Holman, 10:40 a.m. Hopefully they'll be able to get two in before the rain comes in, and of course some phenomenal pitching for Chi High baseball. So make sure you tune in for that one on the radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Weather permitting on Monday, and it's looking more encouraging. Should be a warm day on Monday, and Bryce Meverden, athletic director and new head coach of McDonald Baseball, they will take on Cameron in a non-conference play 4:40 p.m. on Monday. Then on Tuesday the 14th, Chi High Lady Cardinals softball against Menominee, an always tough Big Rivers foe. That'll be 4:10 p.m. with Havel on the call this coming Tuesday. So a lot coming up on our WOGO sports calendar. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Always fun doing games with you. A couple in a row here. Jason had an exciting one last night. And again, just a well-played game here, really on both sides. McDonald coming up short, falling 7-0. But as Coach mentioned, hey, there's a reason they schedule these games. And you got to learn from it. Learn from it pretty quickly as you're going to be facing another elite pitcher in Lady O'Brien with Augusta, who's in your sectional coming up on Monday.
Yeah, it was a great week of softball with, you know, Elk Mound and then Fall Creek and today Baldwin. And looking forward to next week with Augusta and Regis and two with Cadott. So it's going to be a good stretch of games coming up for us.
It's a short season. It's a busy season, and we're looking forward to every single part of it here on WOGO Sports. Thank you so much to the sponsors making these broadcasts possible that you hear and see during our WOGO Chi High and McDonald broadcast. Thank you to our crew here tonight, Sam Aberle and Carter Jagger, our camera operators and video producers, Conley Engelmeyer, our audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. For Jason Bovey, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the Baldwin Wood Blackhawks 7, the McDonald Lady Mac 0. This has been a presentation of McDonald Softball on WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Macs brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been McDonald Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.